This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Introduction to Administrative Law. Welcome, aspiring legal eagles. Today, we're embarking on a journey through the intricate world of administrative law. If you're gearing up for the bar exam or simply curious about the foundation of our legal system, you're in the right place. Definition and scope of administrative law. To kick things off, let's clarify what exactly administrative law entails. At its core, administrative law governs the activities of administrative agencies of government. But what does that mean? Essentially, it's the body of law that regulates the operation and procedures of government agencies. These agencies, often referred to as the fourth branch of government, play a crucial role in implementing and enforcing laws passed by legislatures. Now, the scope of administrative law is vast and varied. It covers a wide array of governmental activities, from issuing permits and licenses to making regulations and adjudicating disputes. So, whether you're interested in environmental protection, immigration, healthcare, or beyond, administrative law will likely intersect with your area of focus. Historical development and importance. Let's take a step back in time to understand how administrative law evolved into what it is today. Historically, the roots of administrative law can be traced back to ancient civilizations like Rome and Greece, where administrative bodies were responsible for managing public affairs. However, the modern concept of administrative law began to take shape in the 19th and early 20th centuries, particularly with the rise of the administrative state in response to industrialization and urbanization. The importance of administrative law cannot be overstated. In a democratic society like ours, where the government's powers are divided among different branches, administrative agencies serve as vital intermediaries between lawmakers and the public. They bridge the gap between legislative intent and practical implementation, ensuring that laws are effectively enforced and public services are efficiently delivered. Sources of administrative law. Now, let's explore where administrative law derives its authority and principles from. There are several key sources to keep in mind. Constitution, the foundation of administrative law. The United States Constitution stands as the bedrock upon which the entire legal framework of the nation is built. It not only delineates the fundamental rights of citizens, but also serves as the blueprint for the organization and operation of the government. In the realm of administrative law, the Constitution plays a pivotal role in shaping the powers and functions of administrative agencies. Framework for administrative agencies. First and foremost, the Constitution provides the framework within which administrative agencies operate. While the Constitution itself does not explicitly mention administrative agencies, it lays out the structure of government and allocates powers among its branches. Administrative agencies, therefore, derive their authority from the constitutional principles governing the separation of powers and the delegation of authority. Separation of powers. One of the cornerstone principles of the Constitution is the separation of powers, which divides the functions of government into three distinct branches: the executive, legislative, and judicial. This separation serves as a safeguard against the concentration of power in any single branch and ensures a system of checks and balances. Executive branch. Article 2 of the Constitution vests the executive power in the President of the United States. The executive branch is responsible for implementing and enforcing laws enacted by Congress. While administrative agencies are part of the executive branch, they operate under the authority of the president and are subject to presidential oversight. Legislative branch. Article I of the Constitution establishes the legislative branch, consisting of the Congress, which is further divided into the House of Representatives and the Senate. Congress has the authority to make laws, including the power to delegate certain legislative functions to administrative agencies through enabling statutes. Judicial branch. Article 3 of the Constitution creates the judicial branch, headed by the Supreme Court and comprising lower federal courts. The judiciary interprets laws, resolves disputes, and ensures that administrative actions comply with constitutional and statutory requirements. Delegation of authority. Another key aspect of administrative law rooted in the Constitution is the delegation of authority from Congress to administrative agencies. While the Constitution vests the legislative power in Congress, it does not explicitly prohibit Congress from authorizing administrative agencies to make rules and regulations carrying the force of law. The Supreme Court has recognized Congress's authority to delegate legislative power to administrative agencies within certain limits. In the landmark case of Mistretta v. United States, 1989, the court upheld Congress's delegation of sentencing guidelines to the United States Sentencing Commission, emphasizing that such delegation must provide intelligible principles to guide the agency's exercise of discretion.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Due process and equal protection. Additionally, the Constitution's guarantees of due process and equal protection under the law have significant implications for administrative law. Administrative agencies are required to afford individuals and organizations procedural fairness when making decisions that affect their rights or interests. This includes providing notice and an opportunity to be heard, ensuring impartial decision-making, and offering avenues for judicial review of agency actions. Furthermore, administrative actions must not discriminate on the basis of race, gender, religion, or other protected characteristics. The Constitution's Equal Protection Clause prohibits administrative agencies from engaging in arbitrary or discriminatory practices, ensuring that their actions are grounded in principles of fairness and equity. Conclusion. In summary, the United States Constitution serves as the foundation of administrative law by establishing the framework within which administrative agencies operate, delineating the separation of powers among the branches of government, and providing the basis for the delegation of authority from Congress to administrative agencies. Its principles of due process and equal protection ensure that administrative actions are conducted in accordance with constitutional norms and principles of fairness. As aspiring lawyers, understanding the constitutional underpinnings of administrative law is essential for navigating the complexities of the administrative state and upholding the principles of justice and democracy. Statutes, the backbone of administrative law. In the intricate web of administrative law, statutes serve as the primary building blocks, shaping the powers, functions, and procedures of administrative agencies. As the legislative branch of government, Congress wields significant authority in crafting laws that establish, empower, and oversee these agencies. In this comprehensive exploration, we delve into the profound influence of statutes on administrative law, examining how they define agency authority, delineate objectives, and establish procedural safeguards. Enactment and creation of administrative agencies. One of Congress's most significant roles in shaping administrative law is the creation of administrative agencies through the enactment of statutes. These statutes, often referred to as organic statutes or enabling acts, establish the legal framework for the creation and operation of specific agencies tasked with addressing particular policy concerns. For instance, the Clean Air Act authorizes the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to regulate air pollution and implement programs to improve air quality. Similarly, the Social Security Act established the Social Security Administration, SSA, to administer various social welfare programs, including retirement benefits, disability insurance, and supplemental security income. Empowerment and delegation of authority. Beyond mere creation, statutes empower administrative agencies with the authority to promulgate rules, make decisions, and take enforcement actions within their designated spheres of influence. These enabling statutes confer broad discretion on agencies to interpret and apply the law, filling in gaps left by legislative enactments and adapting to changing societal needs. For example, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, is empowered by the Communications Act of 1934 to regulate interstate and international communications by radio, television, wire, satellite, and cable. Through rulemaking proceedings, adjudicatory actions, and licensing requirements, the FCC exercises its delegated authority to promote competition, innovation, and public interest in the telecommunications industry. Scope of agency authority and objectives. Statutes define the scope of an agency's authority and set forth its overarching objectives and goals. By delineating the statutory framework within which agencies operate, these laws provide guidance on the limits of agency discretion and the purposes they are intended to serve. For instance, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, operates under the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which empowers the agency to ensure the safety and effectiveness of food, drugs, cosmetics, and medical devices. The statute outlines the FDA's mission to protect public health by regulating the manufacturing, marketing, and distribution of these products, with the overarching goal of promoting consumer safety and confidence. Procedural requirements and safeguards. In addition to defining agency authority and objectives, statutes establish procedural requirements and safeguards to ensure transparency, fairness, and accountability in administrative decision-making. These procedural provisions govern the conduct of rulemaking proceedings, adjudicatory hearings, enforcement actions, and judicial review of agency actions. For example, the Administrative Procedure Act, APA, sets forth procedural requirements that apply to most federal agencies engaged in rulemaking and adjudication. The APA mandates public notice and comment procedures for the promulgation of rules, provides for judicial review of agency actions, and requires agencies to provide reasoned explanations for their decisions. Conclusion. In conclusion, statutes play a pivotal role in shaping administrative law by creating, empowering, and regulating administrative agencies. Through the enactment of organic statutes, Congress establishes the legal framework for administrative action, conferring authority on agencies to implement and enforce laws addressing diverse policy objectives. By defining agency authority, setting objectives, and establishing procedural requirements, statutes ensure accountability, transparency, and fairness in the administrative process. As aspiring legal professionals, understanding the profound influence of statutes on administrative law is essential for navigating the complexities of the regulatory landscape and advocating for the principles of justice and the public interest. Administrative regulations, guiding the implementation of laws. Administrative agencies play a crucial role in the implementation and enforcement of laws passed by legislatures. One of their primary functions is the promulgation of regulations, which provide detailed guidance on how laws should be applied in practice. These regulations carry the force of law and are binding on both the agency itself and the public. In this comprehensive analysis, we delve into the nature and significance of administrative regulations, exploring their role in shaping the legal landscape and ensuring effective governance. Purpose and scope of administrative regulations. Administrative regulations serve as the bridge between legislative intent and practical application. While statutes provide broad frameworks and principles, regulations fill in the details, specifying the precise requirements, procedures, and standards that govern particular activities or industries. By translating legislative mandates into specific rules, regulations ensure consistency, predictability, and fairness in administrative decision-making. For example, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, issues regulations governing workplace safety and health standards. These regulations establish requirements for employers to provide safe working conditions, conduct hazard assessments, and implement safety training programs, among other obligations. By setting forth clear standards and compliance requirements, OSHA regulations protect workers from occupational hazards and promote workplace safety. Authority to promulgate regulations. Administrative agencies derive the authority to promulgate regulations from enabling statutes enacted by legislatures. These statutes typically grant agencies broad rulemaking powers, authorizing them to adopt regulations necessary to carry out the purposes of the underlying laws. While agencies enjoy a considerable degree of discretion in crafting regulations, they must adhere to certain procedural requirements and substantive constraints imposed by statute and constitutional principles. For instance, the Clean Water Act authorizes the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to establish water quality standards and regulations to protect the nation's waters from pollution. The EPA exercises its rulemaking authority through notice and comment rulemaking procedures, allowing for public participation and input before finalizing regulations. By following these procedures, the EPA ensures transparency, accountability, and legitimacy in the rulemaking process. Legal status and binding effect of regulations. Once promulgated, administrative regulations carry the force of law and are binding on both the agency and the public. They have the same legal effect as statutes enacted by legislatures, and violations of regulatory requirements may result in civil or administrative penalties, enforcement actions, or other legal consequences. As such, compliance with regulatory obligations is essential for individuals, businesses, and other entities subject to administrative oversight. For example, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, issues regulations governing the labeling and packaging of food products to ensure consumer safety and prevent deceptive practices. Food manufacturers must comply with FDA regulations specifying the required content, format, and placement of nutrition labels, ingredient lists, and health claims on food packaging. Failure to adhere to these regulations may lead to regulatory enforcement actions, product recalls, or other corrective measures. Case law, shaping the landscape of administrative law. In addition to statutes and regulations, case law plays a pivotal role in shaping the landscape of administrative law. Judicial decisions interpreting statutes, regulations, and constitutional principles provide clarity, guidance, and precedent for administrative agencies and other stakeholders. Courts resolve disputes, clarify ambiguous provisions, and establish legal principles through the adjudication of administrative law cases. Interpretation of statutes and regulations. One of the primary functions of case law in administrative law is the interpretation of statutes and regulations. When statutes or regulations are ambiguous or subject to multiple interpretations, courts apply principles of statutory construction and administrative law to ascertain legislative intent and resolve interpretive uncertainties. Judicial decisions clarify the meaning and scope of statutory and regulatory provisions, providing guidance for their application in specific contexts. For example, in Chevron USA Incorporated v. Natural Resources Defense Council Incorporated, 1984, the Supreme Court established the Chevron deference framework, which governs judicial review of agency interpretations of statutes they administer. Under Chevron deference, courts defer to an agency's reasonable interpretation of an ambiguous statute, so long as it is based on a permissible construction of the statute and reflects the agency's expertise and policymaking authority. Adjudication of administrative actions. Courts also play a critical role in adjudicating disputes arising from administrative actions, such as enforcement proceedings, permit denials, license revocations, and agency rulemaking challenges. Through administrative law litigation, parties aggrieved by agency decisions seek judicial review of agency actions, challenging their legality, constitutionality, or procedural regularity. For example, in Motor Vehicle Manufacturers Association of the United States v. State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company, 1983, the Supreme Court set forth the standard for judicial review of agency rulemaking under the Administrative Procedure Act, APA. The court held that agency decisions must be set aside if they are arbitrary, capricious, and abuse of discretion, or otherwise not in accordance with law. This standard ensures that agency actions are subject to meaningful judicial scrutiny and accountability. Establishment of precedent. Furthermore, judicial decisions in administrative law cases establish precedent that shapes the development of administrative law over time. Precedent provides a framework for consistency and predictability in the interpretation and application of legal principles by administrative agencies, litigants, and courts. Courts rely on precedent to resolve similar issues in subsequent cases, ensuring continuity and stability in the administration of justice. For example, the doctrine of stare decisis, which requires courts to adhere to precedent and follow established legal principles, governs judicial decision-making in administrative law cases. Courts consider prior decisions of higher courts and apply their reasoning to analogous cases, fostering a coherent and coherent body of law. Conclusion. In conclusion, administrative regulations play a vital role in translating legislative mandates into specific rules and standards that govern various activities and industries. By promulgating regulations, administrative agencies provide detailed guidance on how laws should be implemented and enforced, ensuring consistency, predictability, and fairness in administrative decision-making. Case law, through judicial decisions interpreting statutes, regulations, and constitutional principles, complements the regulatory framework by resolving disputes, clarifying legal principles, and establishing precedent for future cases. Together, administrative regulations and case law form the cornerstone of administrative law, shaping the legal landscape and ensuring effective governance in the modern regulatory state. By understanding these sources of administrative law, aspiring lawyers can navigate the complexities of the legal system with confidence and precision. That wraps up the first session of our podcast on administrative law. In our next episode, we'll delve deeper into the structure and functions of administrative agencies. Stay tuned, and remember, knowledge is power.